Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being lifted up and how we're involved in lifting up the various aspects of our life to God, of presenting them to Him, of allowing Him to lift us up. And in the context, we've been focused this week on finding help when we're afraid. And part of that help comes when God lifts us up. This past Sunday, we talked about God lifting our understanding and lifting our purpose. And when we turn to Him and we lift ourselves, not that we pick ourselves up, God does that, but we direct ourselves towards Him. He picks us up, He lifts us up, and He sets us on a higher place, a place where He dwells. And we've been talking this week about the different aspects that God has called us to lift up and what that looks like. And today we're going to talk about lifting up our voice. Psalm 142, verse 1, the intro to this chapter says that it's a masculine, it's this song of David when he was in the cave, a prayer. And verse 1 says, "I cry aloud to the Lord, I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy." God's desire is to hear His children call out to Him. That He desires to come to us and rescue us. Now, granted, it's not always going to look like we thought it would. It's not always going to look like we want it to. David's in a cave. And much of those times that he's in a cave, it's because, well, he's running for his life. And the king, King Saul, is trying to put him to death. And when we recognize God's presence, even when we're afraid, or perhaps especially when we're afraid, we realize that His desire is that we would lift up our voice to Him. We would find mercy in our time of need as we cry out to Him. The writer of Hebrews chapter 4 talks about Jesus being this great high priest, the one who understands our weaknesses, understands our fear, understands everything that we're going through. And in verse 16, because we have this great high priest, because we have Jesus who sympathizes with our weakness, who's been tempted just as we are, but without sin, verse 16 of Hebrews 4 then says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." To know that we can cry out to God and we can approach that throne of grace with confidence. There are times that I suspect that we don't get the help we need because we're afraid to ask for it. For whatever reason, we either don't think we deserve it, we don't think those who could help are willing, we're embarrassed, we're too shy, we're too afraid, we're too something. We're too timid. And we live life at times growing in this feeling of being bypassed, of being overlooked. We'll talk a little more about that this coming Sunday and the following week, but realizing that all of that kind of melts away when we come to God. That His desire is that we would communicate. That we would be comfortable in expressing what's going on in our life and in our thoughts and in our heart. We read through the Psalms and you see David had gotten pretty good at that. And he will cry out to God. He will whisper to God. He will call out in anger and frustration and despair. He will call out in praise and joy and happiness and everything in between all of those. And David had learned when he lifts his voice to God that he's going to get a response. That the same God that he serves is the one that responded on Mount Carmel when Elijah calls out to God. And God responded with fire. It's the same God who responded when the Israelites cried out to God in agony and misery in Egypt. And God responded with rescue. It's the same God that responds to you and I today when we cry out in fear. And God responds with His presence. And we find mercy. We find what we don't deserve. In a good way. Because we're willing and because God's willing to recognize that it's because of Jesus we not only have the ability, we have the courage, or at least can have the courage, to boldly approach God's throne, to boldly cry out, to boldly express our needs, to boldly express our thanksgiving, to boldly express our praise. Sometimes we get into heated discussions and our volume levels tend to increase. When we're startled or frightened, we tend to cry out. And when we approach God, He understands, He actually instructs us to cry out to Him. Not because He's hard of hearing, not because we have to get His attention, but I think it's for our benefit. So that we recognize how desperate we are for Him. That we recognize how much need that we really have. It's not a simple, oh God, if you get time and you get around to it, I could use some help today. No, when we cry out to God, it's a statement of necessity that says, God, I am in trouble. And sometimes I am in trouble and I know I got myself here, but I need help. And sometimes I'm in trouble and I'm not quite even sure how or why or what happened to bring me to this point, but I need help. And He knows it. And so this crying out, I think, has more to do with us admitting it, with us acknowledging it. Many of us are not all that willing to accept help until we realize we need it. And so as we lift our voice to God, it's not a voice lifted in anger. It's not a voice lifted in frustration. Those elements may be present in it, but it's more of a voice lifted in longing. A voice lifted in need. A voice lifted to get our attention. As I've said, there's times we get into heated discussions, and I know for myself, as I hear my volume increase, I realize the urgency that's behind whatever I'm talking about. And it serves as a reminder to me that this is important. And with our conversations with people, we obviously have to evaluate whether it really is or whether it's just important to us, whether God is concerned about it, whether it's as critical as we are trying to make it out to be. There's all kinds of evaluations that ought to take place, but the bottom line, that crying out reminds me that I'm concerned about this. And God's desire as we come to Him, as we find ourselves in time of need, as we face fear in our life, is that we would cry out. And that very act of crying out is a reminder that God provides mercy, that God provides help in our time of need, that God is not far away, that God's presence is with us. Today, as we spend some time praying, as we live life, the question for every one of us is, am I willing to cry out to God? Will I lift my voice? Will I lift my voice to praise Him? Will I lift my voice to request of Him? Will I lift my voice to remind me of the great need that I have? In doing so, God says, we will find mercy. We will find Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It's given us what we need through the person of Jesus Christ, Your Son. It's because of Him that we can approach Your throne boldly, that we can cry out knowing that we'll find mercy in our time of need. So God, today, help us to cry out in a way that reminds us of Your desire to help, reminds us of Your desire to show mercy, reminds us of Your presence. Father, as we lift our voice, may it be a voice lifted in praise. May it be a voice lifted in need of help. May it be a voice lifted in acknowledgement of Your ability. May it be a voice lifted that calls out to You. Father, as we live life in Christ, as we recognize what we have in this great high priest, in this one who understands our fears, our loneliness, our frustrations, our hurt, our anger, our joy, our emotions of every kind. May we lift our voice knowing that through Him we find what we need. Through Him we are listened to. We are heard. We are brought to a point of belonging. And so God, today, as we live life, as we encounter various circumstances, whether they're circumstances we like and that we enjoy, or whether they're things that we don't like and we try to avoid. May we live with that lifted voice. That acknowledges a need for you. That lifted voice that helps the world to see who we rely on. That lifted voice that calls upon Jesus. And Father, as we find mercy in our time of need, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus. Even as we lift our voice, may Jesus be the one lifted in our life, so that many would see Him through us. And they would find the same mercy that we find. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.